Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Yud Gimel. I'd like to focus on a tshuva in the Shagas Aryeh, in Simon Chavav, where he discusses a Gemara on today's Daf Yud Gimel, and a Gemara on yesterday's Daf Yud Beis. So the Shaila he's discussing is, we paskin that all mitzvahs, you have to make a bracha over Lasi Yosan. So he wants to know, what happens if you don't make a bracha over Lasi Yosan? Could you still make the bracha afterwards or not? So we're not going to get into the actual details and what his psak is, but during the tshuva, he brings a fascinating raya from our sugya. And he says as follows. Our Gemara, the Mishnah, the beginning of the second parak, says, someone was in the middle of reading the Torah, and the time for Kriya Shema came. If he's mechaven to be Yotza, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, he's Yotza. If you look in Taisvis, Dibur HaMaskel Haya Kore Im Kivin Liba Yotza, he brings a Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says that you see from our Gemara, our Mishnah, that brachas are not ma'akiv, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Why? Because over here, he's in the middle of reading in the Torah, and it says that if he's mechavin for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, he's Yotza. Must be that the brachas that he's supposed to make before Kriya Shema and after Kriya Shema are not ma'akim, and is yaitza, even without making those brachas. Now, Tosfos and many of the Rishonim ask a question from the previous daf. On the Gemara, which starts on the bottom of daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis and continues up to the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that the Seder of the brachas are not ma'akiv, but the brachas themselves are ma'akiv. And Tosfos is asking that you see in that Gemara that brachas are ma'akiv. So that's a stira to our Mishnah, which the Yerushalmi's Medayik, that says that brachas are not ma'akev Kriya Shema. So Taisvis gives a teretz. But the question that the Achreinim grapple with is, there's no comparison. Our Gemara that discusses being Yotza, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, without having said the brachas, is discussing whether or not Yotza Kriya Shema. A person is reading in the Torah, and the time for Kriya Shema came. He's Yotza, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, even without the brachas. But the sugya before, on the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph and Daf Yud Beis, is not discussing whether or not Yotza, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. There, the Gemara is discussing, seemingly, whether or not you're Mekayim and you're Yotza, having said one bracha, if I didn't say the second bracha. Do I say that if I don't say the bracha of Avarabba, am I Yotza, the mitzvah of saying the bracha of Yotza Ar? But how do you see in that Gemara that the brachas are ma'akev the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? So the Shagas Aryeh says, it's muchach, that Tosfos holds, that once I say Kriya Shema, and I'm mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, I can't make the brachas anymore, because I can't make the brachas over Lasi Yosan. So the Gemara over there, that's discussing, where I already said Kriya Shema, and now I want to say the second bracha, must be that I was not yet to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema yet. So the person said Kriya Shema, he made one bracha, now he wants to make the second bracha. The whole kiyum mitzvah is talei va'omer. It's dependent. It's waiting to see if he'll say the second bracha. So now that he says the second bracha, he'll have the kiyum mitzvah of Kriya Shema bevas achas when he says the second bracha. So the Shagas Aryeh says memela the sugya on Daf Yud Beis that says that the brachas are ma'akiv has to be talking about the mitzvah of Kriya Shema itself, because Tosfos holds that I have to make the bracha over Lasi Yosan. And if I was mekayim the mitzvah already, there's no point in making the bracha now. Must be I was not mekayim the mitzvah. And now when I'm going to make the bracha after I say Shema, I'll be mekayim the mitzvah with the bracha together. So let's recap for a second. The question we asked was, we don't understand Tosfos' question. How could Tosfos ask from our sugya, and our sugya it says that even if you don't make the brachas of Kriya Shema, you can mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema from the sugya before, which says that the brachas are ma'akiv. Over there, the sugya is saying the brachas are ma'akiv, not the Kriya Shema, the brachas are ma'akiv, each other. That if I don't make one bracha, I'm not yet to the other bracha. Shagas Aryeh says, from the fact that Tosfos had this question, must be he learned the sugya before, that the brachas are ma'akiv Kriya Shema. And that's only because he held that I cannot make a bracha over Lasi Yosan. Once I mekayim the mitzvah, I can't make a bracha. From the fact that the Gemara over there says I can make the bracha, must be that until I make the bracha, till I make the bracha after Shema, I wasn't mekayim the mitzvah yet. So now Tosfos has a very good question. Our sugya says that without making the bracha, I can mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And the sugya before says that until I make the bracha of Avarabba, after I say Shema, I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. And therefore, I can make the bracha because it's not over lasi yasan. That's the cheshbon of the Shagas Aryeh. But then the Shagas Aryeh says, besides for a question that Reb Shach and Avi Ezri and Hilchas Ishus asks on the Shagas Aryeh, that it's a very hard concept to say that over lasi yasan is totally in the kiyum mitzvah, seemingly over lasi yasan should be totally in the maisa mitzvah. So if he did the maisa of saying Shema, it should already be too late to make a bracha afterwards, and if I need Ovel Asi Yasan, it doesn't matter if I wasn't yet to the mitzvah yet, but I did the Maisa Mitzvah. But besides for that question, Shagas Aryeh says that the sugya before is not going to play a role in deciding whether or not I can make the bracha, or any bracha, Ovel Asi Yasan. And he goes back to a concept we discussed, that the brachas of Shema are not regular brachas on mitzvahs. We don't say Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvahs of Itzivanu Al Kriya Shema. Rather, the brachas of Kriya Shema are all part of the chelik of the mitzvah. And when the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis says that brachas are ma'akvis, that if I don't have one of the brachas, it's ma'akiv in the kiyum of Shema. And now we're back to understanding Tosis's question. Our sugya on Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, the Mishnah that says that a person is reading the Torah Shema and the time comes, he could be yetz of the mitzvah, is mavur, that it could be yetz of the mitzvah without the brachas of Shema. And the sugya earlier that says that the brachas are ma'akiv, must be that it's ma'akev, the actual mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Have a wonderful day.